Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Culture. Each day as you wake up, by God's grace, to see a new day, let God's thought be the first one that will well up in your mind. Either still lying on your bed, sitting down or kneeling down on your bed or beside your chair, to have a quiet time with God, giving Him praise and adoration for the gift of life and of a new day. Listen to Turning Point meditatively. Receive the prayers. These days, I am deliberately praying longer prayers. Receive it by faith. After Turning Point audio, read from the Turning Point prayer booklet that also authored by me. Read the Bible study portion for the day and pray the prayers for the day as well. And then, Turning Point daily devotional booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online, the content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Then welcome also to Sunday, the fifth day in the fifth month in the year. Wow, 55 double grace. Open your hand and heart and let me prophesy grace and favor to your life and destiny. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become plain, and it shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings and crying, grace, grace." I connect to this on this covenant day of grace. I shout to your life and destiny, grace, grace. To your spirit, soul, and body, grace, grace. To your family, children, siblings, grace, grace. The grace of God that passes all human understanding. To your business, your career, your ministry, platform, network, and all your assignments, I declare, grace, grace. Grace makes great. Grace removes disgrace, and grace upgrades in life. The rest of your life, you will enjoy the wonders of grace. This is your laughter season. You will not know struggle or stress. You will move to your realm of rest and undisturbed peace. I prophesy, your peace shall no longer be disturbed. This month, grace will locate you. Favor will locate you. Help and assistance will locate you and your children. Resources of all kinds, financial, material, human, and spiritual, shall locate you. This month, you will not struggle to get things done. No, they will come to you on their own. Who is this? I see opportunities happening for you this month. Oh, someone is oppressed. Who is that? If it is you, I command that oppressive spirit to leave you now. Who is this? You are discouraged. Long expectation, not coming to manifestation. Challenges all over. Your things are not working. Your spouse is making life difficult. One of your children is misbehaving. Your boss in the office has talked to somebody else. Customers are not coming. Business not moving. You are fed up. You are discouraged. Sometimes you cry all alone. Who will you tell? Someone is saying, "That's me. That's me." I prophesy, receive divine intervention. God shall turn things around in your favor. He will send destiny helpers. Oh yes, there shall be a way out for you very soon. Who is this? You receive so many promises, but no fulfillment, or just a little. The bulk of your expectations are not happening yet. God sees you. He sees your tears. He hears your pain. He's coming speedily for you soon. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. If I be a man sent by God with this mandate, I prophesy, welcome to your day of joy and excitement. Wow, I see this inscription flashing through my spirit now in the place of prayer. It is the inscription, goodbye. Goodbye. All listeners, say this with me. Be as loud as you can and say goodbye to pains, goodbye to sufferings, goodbye to oppression, to depression, and discouragement. Goodbye to losses and shortages. Goodbye to sicknesses and diseases. Goodbye to shame, ridicule, mockery, and insult. Goodbye to delay and deniers. Goodbye to yokes, to curses, and evil covenants. Goodbye to poverty. Goodbye to death. Goodbye to failures. And goodbye to tears and sorrows in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, heaven has upheld that declaration for you. This month, you shall carry your evidence. People will soon join you in a major Thanksgiving service. Say amen. I receive it. If you go to church today, greet everyone you meet with a smile. That's one of our prophetic actions today. Greet people today with a smile. You will have reason to smile all throughout this week. May five bomb people, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live long and live well. Happy birthday. Then listen to this statement. This is not for everyone, but only for those who believe in it, who have faith in it, and who have resources to do so. Each year, as you mark your birthday, sow a special birthday seed, sacrificial seed, according to the number of your years. Do so yearly. It will amaze you when you will do it 128th time. That is when you are 121 years old and you will still be looking good. It works wonders. Like I said, it is for those who believe in it, in the power of sacrifice, and are also able to do it without stress and without complaint. On this platform, no one is put under pressure to give or do anything. We teach the whole truth and encourage people to live by it, but we leave everyone to do as he or she may wish to do. Let's round off healing prayers today. This is the seventh day we have been on it. Wow, someone is on the wheelchair. After this prayer, believe God and exercise your faith and stand up. It will amaze you. Your ankle, your knee, and your limb will receive strength. Someone is bedridden or bedridden cases. If you have anyone that is bedridden, lay hand on them, raise their photograph, or be mentioning their name. Anyone with physical disability, God wants to deal with all physical disabilities today. He made the human body system. He can fix the damaged part or order a complete replacement. Lay your hand there on that part of your body if you can. In the name of Jesus Christ, the healer, I command supernatural healing to all issues mentioned now. Everyone on the wheelchair, receive strength to rise up. Yes, rise up and walk. Bedridden fellows, cases, anyone bedridden, you are not dead and you will not die. I say like Jesus will say, take up your bed and walk. Receive healing to your body system, to your bones, to your marrow, to your brain, and your entire system. Receive divine healings. Your sudden jack back to life and healing will glorify God in Jesus' name. Disabled bodies, receive divine corrections now. Receive supernatural refixing. God shall fix you up. Ability will take over from disability. You shall live to glorify God in good and vibrant health in Jesus' name. One more. Partial deafness, partial blindness, partial vision, partial stroke, partial deafness. Anyone with partial challenges or issue, I'm hearing. I want to remove partial affliction. It shall not develop to a full blown. Touch the place where you hurt. Then anoint yourself after this prayer. Partial blindness or poor vision, partial deafness and dumbness, receive your healing now. The nail pierced hand of Jesus, his healing hands are laid on you now. Christ will fix you up in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, exercise your faith. Try to do what you couldn't do before. You are healed. Send your testimonies. Let the whole world hear what God has done for you. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless those that are connected to you. Please rebroadcast Turning Point every day. Join us online in our two Sunday services today. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. second service. Join live or watch later, but don't miss it. Have you visited our Facebook page and our YouTube page to receive the ministration of last Wednesday, May 1, no more delay service? Oh, please do so. Search on your Facebook and your YouTube, search The Real Femi Emmanuel. Like and follow, subscribe and turn on notification. Please do so. No more delay ministration will bless you. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and business outfit tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, vows, the no more delay seed, and the seed of 5555, we are sowing this fifth month of the year. Do so as soon as you can. You can hear other people's testimonies. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. TPGF UK and Europe Conference is counting down Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DJ, Kent. Go online to see the nearby hotels and train stations in case you need them. Get ready, arrange your work, travel down to Kent. I will teach, impart, bless your oil, bless the things you will bring, anoint you, bring all issues before the Lord. To all ministers of the gospel in UK and Europe, ministers conference shall be Saturday, June 22, from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Please come. Let's have a rendezvous of ministers. Conference is free, but registration is necessary for planning and logistics. There are two numbers to SMS, send a chat, or make a call to say, I'm coming, register me. Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504 536 or Pastor Deola on +44 7411128401. Do so now. Can't wait to receive you in Kent on June 21 and 22. I pronounce blessings, divine lifting, strange help and assistance on everyone connected to this platform. This anointing speaks. It speaks goodness, long life, empowerment, resources, prosperity, divine connection, lifting, promotion, wellness, anointing upon everyone. So shall it be speaking to your life. Everyone connected to this anointing, heaven will be announcing you in good places. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.